we are supposed to be allowed to have access. Consular access should be permitted to attend the trial at all times. That's Article 11, point 1F of the Agreement on Consular Relations 2000.
Dr. Anne Kent, visiting fellow in the ANU College of Law. Despite this agreement, the Chinese government has refused access to Australian consular officials in parts of the trial concerning commercial secrets. There have been calls for Australia to press the Chinese further, but the Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith seems resigned to the fact that we just won't know what the evidence is in some crucial parts of this trial.
I guess Australia's made a decision that they just don't see the point in pushing this matter any further at the moment, given that there is this ambiguity that exists in the treaty.
Dr. Don Rothwell, Professor of International Law at the ANU. China has already reacted badly to Australian government pressure on the issue, saying that the case shouldn't be politicised. It's a strange comment for China to make, since the Chinese judiciary is deeply mired in politics.
There are many, many reported incidences and precedents of where judges are not completely at arm's length from the government, do not have a completely independent capacity to exercise judgment in these types of matters.
Dr. Anne Kent again.
There are many Chinese lawyers within China who have been recently cited as admitting that politics will play a role in this case of Stern Hu. Li Shicheng, who's vice president of the High People's Court of Sichuan Province, himself said that what makes a Chinese judge outstanding is the ability to juggle legal and political issues simultaneously.
Despite the trial of its employees, Rio Tinto continues to cooperate with the Chinese government. It's recently announced the massive Simandou project, a joint venture between it and Chinese government companies to mine iron ore in the African nation of Guinea. In fact, as Stern Hu's trial got underway in Shanghai today, the head of Rio Tinto, Tom Albanese, was in the midst of a visit to Beijing, aimed at fostering even greater cooperation between Rio Tinto and the Chinese government.
It is very bizarre, and it's a coincidence that could not be lost on the Chinese government, because they attach a great deal of importance to political symbolism, and it's something that Rio should have been much more sensitive about.
How do you think Rio should have reacted to this case? Do you think that they should have drawn a line and refused to continue cooperating with the Chinese government as a result of this case?
I think they shouldn't have refused to continue to work with the Chinese government, but they should have said, we cannot negotiate any further until the trial of Stern Hu and his colleagues has been completed, and that would include, in my belief, the Simandou iron ore project. I'm concerned that this trial is being held in the context of all these negotiations with Rio, which implicitly places pressure on Rio to give the Chinese good terms.
Dr. Anne Kent says that an increasingly confident China is beginning to throw its weight around in the arenas of trade and commerce.
There have been other cases that have been documented which suggest not just the Stern Hu and his colleagues case, but other cases involving American former Chinese nationals that suggest that the Chinese are using the idea of commercial secrets as a kind of weapon in commercial competition, and that they are going on the offensive in that regard. And this is one of the concerns that the international community has.